Yo, Counterattack Podcast with myself, Daps. Guys, keep liking, subscribing, sharing, all of that good stuff. I'm back. I know you guys miss me. Yeah. You're probably thinking, oh my gosh, he's still going. Yes, I'm still going. So, what I do want to start by saying is, first of all, subscribe, like, share, all of that good stuff. You already know how it goes. New Mexico. For those of you that actually listen to me when I speak, obviously, I went to New Mexico. I had my live show. I'm going to put the content out on YouTube maybe this week or maybe next week. I've got it. I just need to edit it and stuff. But it was so good. You know, so many people came out to hear me talk and to see me interviewing the players. Like, just my whole experience there was just really, really good. So I'm going to put out a few clips from my time there. But thank you so much. And I know I've got a couple new subscribers from New Mexico. So thank you lot for making it like such a great experience. But I know a lot of you are like, that's all good and everything, but we ain't here for that. You just want me to get straight to it. So first of all, I'm going to say I've got something coming for you guys. Maybe next week, maybe the week after, but forget all that. Where do we start? In the time that I've been away and I'm not recorded, Arsenal have lost to Aston Villa, lost to Bayern Munich. Liverpool have lost to Crystal Palace, lost to Atalanta today. Man City are out of the Champions League as well. Like, it's been a horrible week for the English teams in the Champions League. And outside of Man City, you know, going top, it's just been a horrible week in general for all involved. But what I will say is, or where I will start, I've got to start with Arsenal. And I don't need to go and break down what happened at Aston Villa match because that's old news now. The match with Bayern Munich is one where I just felt like we didn't really lay a glove on them. I felt like you can have all of the tactical ability or the best players or whatever, but there's something about know-how in these competitions. And Bayern Munich didn't win just because, you know, they had way better players than us or whatnot. They won just because they just have know-how. They just got that heritage in the competition at those stages. And Arsenal just didn't have it. I think the most disappointing thing was that Arsenal lacked bite. I felt like Arsenal looked a bit tired. And yeah, they're out of the cup now. And it's just fine margins. You know, things like Martinelli not tracking his man and just letting him get a free head. Those are the margins I'm talking about. Do you get what I'm saying? And, you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, what I do want to talk about is the fact that this whole thing about Arsenal have bottled it again. Like, it needs to stop. I don't really get involved in those conversations because I feel like it's a bit more than, oh, they bottled it again. These times, Liverpool lost as well the other day and lost in the Europa League. But it's Arsenal that have bottled it. Arsenal have lost one game in 2024. And if we're talking about bottling, last year, I will understand people say, yeah, you bottled it. But losing one game in 2024 so far this season in the league is not a bottle job. It's one where they basically crumbled in that game, but I don't think they've like bottled the league. I feel like there is still, you know, a couple more games to go, six games to go. But I feel like it's you're asking for the task. You're asking for Man City to not drop any more points. I mean, you're asking for Man City to drop points, but we know they're probably not going to drop points, especially now that they're out of Europe. Probably not going to happen now. And it's just unfortunate. I felt like Declan Rice has looked tired lately. Saka has looked tired lately. And all of a sudden as well, people are talking about Saka in a way that is very disrespectful to what he's been doing, like for seasons gone by and this season. They're just disrespecting. And I don't like that. You know, I hear the Foden comparisons. Foden didn't really do much against Real Madrid, if I'm being honest, but nothing will get said about that. Cole Palmer, they're talking about him being better than Saka. You know, they talk about all these players being better than Saka and disrespecting Saka. And I'm just like, number one, he's definitely off form 100%. Definitely looking tired. But we're not going to act like he's not one of the most effective players in the league. We're not going to do that. We're not going to just forget that Cole Palmer has 10 penalties, and because he's got 20 goals in the league now, we're not going to act like he's just way better than Saka. And let's just stop all that and just behave ourselves. Also, what we're not going to do is this like extreme, Arteta needs to go, all of these players need to go. Listen, Arsenal fans are just so funny, and left up to Arsenal fans, the entire team will be sold tomorrow. This team that has got us to second, yes, they have not got us over the line yet, and they need to, and this ain't me just standing up for them, but we're acting like this team that has got us to this position are just totally rubbish. Players who have played out of their skin all season, people are now talking crazy about them. Like, some of the stuff I'm seeing about Declan Rice. Declan Rice has been great this season for us. Has he been up to his usual standards recently? No. But that's okay. He's off form. There's been many times where he saved us during the season. Again, Saka's one of them. Who else? I'm seeing people talk about Gabriel and Saliba. Listen, saying let's get rid of Arteta. Arteta definitely needs to... I don't think it's a get rid of Arteta thing. I think there are things that he's done wrong that he needs to address. I feel like his in-game management has not been the greatest at times. I feel like he's too slow to make changes in moments where he needs to make those changes. But it's not a thing of you need to be sacked. So we need to just stop all of that stuff, man. And Bayern Munich, they came, they did a job on us. That home tie killed us. The home tie is what killed us, because we don't concede those two poor goals, and everything is like we go through basically. So yeah, that's all I'm gonna say on that, man, because it's been a tough week being an Arsenal fan. But you know, we're here. We have to take the good with the bad. Do you know what I mean? But also, what I just don't understand, I say we have to take the good with the bad. There is something about Arsenal losing which just gives everyone joy. Even when we win, they're, you know, on everyone's tongues in a bad way. And I just don't understand it. But, you know, you take it. It is what it is. Liverpool, on the other hand, are just as bad. Liverpool got moved to at home by Atalanta. They got beat at home by Crystal Palace. Not Aston Villa. We lost to a very good Aston Villa team. They lost to Crystal Palace. So we need to actually start talking about those things. And it's going to be interesting next season to see which players stay, which players go. It's going to be interesting to see the level that they play at without Klopp, because that is Klopp's DNA. Any manager that comes in is going to have to try to implement their style whilst also trying to take out Klopp's style. And it's just going to be interesting to see how that works out. And I don't know how possible it's going to be, because, you know, it depends on who they keep. Van Dijk might go. Trent might go. Salah might go. Obviously, all three are probably not going to go, because you're literally taking out like the core of the team just like that. But it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But they're out of Europe. And I don't know what that means for... I don't know what that means for the fifth place going to England. Because if that's the case, Tottenham and United are in trouble. Because the fifth place, they were probably hoping that it would be a thing. But it looks like they might miss out on top four now. So, yeah, we'll have to see how that goes. But yeah, guys, let me know what you guys think about what I've just said in regards to Arsenal. Why is the banter so heavy against Arsenal? You know, do you feel like they've bottled the league? And why do you feel that way, considering they've lost one game? And one game in 2024, and that's it. Do you know what I mean? And they're still 2 points behind. Like, I just don't understand. I don't look at it. I feel like we definitely should have won that game against Aston Villa. Not based on our performance, but just we needed to keep the pressure on. But I just don't feel like it was a bottle job. Liverpool bottled it against Crystal Palace. In fact, no, Liverpool didn't. Because they actually had so many chances to put the ball in the back of the net. But it just didn't happen. It's just one of those games. Atalanta is what it is. But what else is there to talk about? Jude Bellingham. You see, in fact, let me talk about Real Madrid. Real Madrid as a team, I mentioned earlier on about Champions League know-how when it comes to, you know, the big teams like Bayern Munich, what they did against Arsenal, they just used their championship know-how, and sorry, that their Champions League know-how, the Champions League experiences, get over the line. That is Real Madrid. Real Madrid play in a way where you could just never count them out. City absolutely dominated that game, especially that second half. City were all over them. But as long as it was 1-1, you just knew Real Madrid had a chance. Even if it was 1-0, you just know Real Madrid had a chance. And they just managed time and time again to just keep it going, get through to another round. And it's all about standards. Everyone in that club, everyone at that club knows about the standards that you need to have. You know me, I always say life is about standards. And it's no different on the football pitch. Real Madrid just know what they need to do. They know if they need to just cut out all the creative football, all the free-flowing football, and just graft, they know they're going to have to do that, and they're willing to do it. If they know that, okay, the grafting is done, we need to go out there and just get the goal, they know how to do that. And yes, they come through on penalties, but they came through. It doesn't matter how you do it, just as long as you do the job. And yeah, that's real Champions League, you know, strength, real Champions League know-how. And Jude Bellingham, honestly, Jude Bellingham is a man that is beyond his years. And I say this all the time, and I know people are going to be tired of me saying it, but you hear him talk. He did an interview with TNT after the game, and the way he spoke, it's like a seasoned pro. And he's obviously just 20 years old, but the way he was answering the questions, the way he knows exactly what it means to be out on that pitch and to walk out on that pitch, you know, as a Real Madrid player, and what it means, he's going straight to the top. He's already at the top, but he's going to go further, man. And credit to him. Proper player. PSG are also through. I do feel like that sending off for Araujo was obviously the thing that changed it. I don't think they would have gone through if it was 11 versus 11, but they went through anyway. Kylian got his goals. It's going to be interesting to see PSG versus, is it Dortmund? PSG versus Dortmund. I think it's Dortmund. I need to double check that. And Real Madrid versus Bayern Munich. So, yeah, it's PSG versus Dortmund. So, it could be an all-German final. Or it could be PSG, Real Madrid. There's some exciting ties ahead. And you've got some big boys left in there. So, credit to them. I think that's it for me. Guys, I'm going to try getting back to recording at least 3-4 times a week. And doing live. I might do live tomorrow night. We'll see how I feel about it. But yeah, guys, that's it from me. I am out.